Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Referee is about to blow his whistle. Is he? Yeah, he is.
And we still can go on target.
And the full-time whistle goes at Anfield. Liverpool 0. Arsenal 0 in the first leg of the League Cup semi-final. Arsenal go down to 10 men in the 24th minute. And from there on in, they defend amazingly well. We are watching on the screen now as all of their defenders and players celebrate each other. We've got lads down on the floor. They have put their all in. And credit to them.
They've just got Jacker out of jail. Really have, though. They've just got bailed him out there. Hope Klopp's tapping up Saka there as he's on the pitch. But
what's your initial thoughts then, as we obviously, final whistle's gone then, El? What are we thinking? Disappointment, obviously, and opportunity missed for Liverpool there to put this tie to bed, which when that red card happens, we're thinking, wow, 10 men, Arsenal, a team who are flaky under a lot of circumstances. They've defended so, so well there, and Liverpool now go to the Emirates with 0-0, something Arsenal would have took all day, every day.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the Arsenal had a look at themselves and take a lot away from that performance in terms of, you know, confidence. You know, when the back's against the walls, when there's a job that needs to be done to do it, now they know that they've got the steel to be able to see out these kind of games. This Liverpool side have got to look at themselves and think, right, well, what could we have done differently? And I think, we've highlighted throughout the game little areas in which we would have preferred us to kind of be either braver in other areas or a little bit more direct in other moments. I'm just a little bit frustrated at the fact that nobody really wanted to step up in as an individual. I think we played too much on the system, and I don't think the system suits. I don't think, as you said before, I don't think our system particularly suits us trying to break down 10 men. Maybe that is when you do need a creative midfield spark, getting down the wings. If there's no space through the middles, you do need to kind of get out wide and put, not I wouldn't say crosses into the box from like the corner of the box. I'd say you need to get to the byline, you need to commit plays, you need to drag them out, and we just didn't do enough of that. We've seen that towards the last 5 minutes, but I just felt it was a little bit too little too late. I feel like the Arsenal players knew at that point, they're not going to get a goal today, boys. If we just keep doing what we've been doing well, they're not going to score.
Yeah, it's one of them, mate, isn't it? Like I was saying before, The red card was better for them in the end. It cleared their minds. Arsenal's minds were made up. It is what we do. Yeah. They bring another centre back on, and Liverpool aren't good against 10 men for whatever reason. My theory is, and I'll explain and see what you think, is that we need our fullbacks. They're our creative outlets, our fullbacks. That's how we're set up, especially with the team we picked.
Yeah.
If there's no space for those fullbacks, or they're crossing it into 3 or 4 or 5 defenders, then what are we going to do? You get me? That's my theory, is that. And in that case, that's when you look at your midfield and go, no Thiago, no Keita, no Elliot, for all unavailable for different reasons. Where's it coming from? It took far too long, I think, to get Jones on the pitch because he was bright when he come on. Yeah. He creates most of our decent enough chances.
That would
chances.
Have been a half-time change for me.
Yeah, decent enough chances. It just feels like we saw it against Chelsea, we're not great against 10, and we saw it against today. It just didn't work.
But again, I don't know if that's stubbornness from the management, where he said we've seen it against Chelsea. They've had, plenty of months to tweak that and go for another approach, and he thinks, right, we've had a game plan for 10 men for some time now. I need to see it for myself to see if we've learned from those mistakes. But again, it doesn't seem like enough development has been done. It doesn't seem like we've made enough progress in that one particular department. I just feel there wasn't the creativity there in that midfield, and that's where we was lacking. And again, we just mentioned the players that are out. I know Arsenal had players that were out as well, so we've come up against a weakened Arsenal team. I still feel that first goal today would have just blew this game completely wide open if we'd have got it. And I'm almost at the point where you're kind of saying, you know, that tackle was a brutal one and Jota was never getting straight back up. But if it was a pull on the shirt and he could have run it off and, you can pull back the play, sound, let's see what happens and how it plans out. But because he just gets wiped out, that just killed the momentum of that attack, and I don't think we was able to sustain or build another attack as promising as that for the rest of the game.
Sorry for interrupting your show, but we have our incredible streaming service, Redmen Plus, and we are so proud of the content that we produce. If you like the stuff that we put out for free, please show your support. Join Redmen Plus and get every single episode that we produce directly into your ears in your native podcast app. Just go over to theredmentv.com, sign up, and enjoy even more Redmen content.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
No, but Liverpool's best chance to score then, Ella, was Taki Minamino at the end there. And yeah. 4-2. We've got a super chat here from Rem, £1.79. It's time to go, Taki. We've got other people in our club legend Discord chat as well saying, you know, basically, I dad, if we're expecting Taki to be our match winner, then we've probably got big problems. Yep. The sooner he's out the door, the better, says Ryan as well, which I think harsh. Again, the reason why he is because Taki scored that goal against Leicester.
100%.
So you've got to bear that in mind as well. But the flip side is, AFCON was meant to, here's your chance, Taki. You know you're going to play. Origi's out, you're in the team. He's known he's going to be in this game for a long time now. And I was very, he wasn't the only one, by the way. We're going to talk about loads of them. And bear with us because coming up later on, we've got your reactions. So if you head over to the socials, to our Redmen Twitter account or Facebook page, reply to the post and Errol will be reading the best of those out. I will have the player rating show afterwards as well.
Good
and
luck.
streaming on Redmen Plus later on as well. We've got the instant match reaction to the 0-0 draw. So we will be talking about a lot of players. But since the Super Chat brought him up, like Taki, if you're saying that here's your chance, he didn't take it. And then literally, there's the chance, Taki. And he blazed over the bar, just wasn't good.
Yeah, and we said it early on, you know, we was expecting a big performance from him because he's made the most of his cup appearances this season so far, and you've been like, all right, well, you're getting the benefit of the doubt then. We know you're not going to play week in, week out, but we kind of pigeonholed you in for this period anyway. You're going to get opportunities, plus we're now at the stage where there's a semi-final. Like, that's big stakes. There's pressure. Show that you can do it in a pressurised moment, which then gives Klopp the belief that when I do need to throw you in later, the latter stages of the season, I can do it with a little bit more belief and confidence that you've got the ability to step up, and you under-delivered. But I don't think he was the only one that was guilty of that today. I think, you know, I had the conversation in a group chat before that I genuinely believe that this is Milner's level for us right now. If we're in the latter stages of the cup competitions domestically, you want Milner in that midfield somewhere. I don't know if it's Milner and Henderson, but you do. You don't want him to be playing week in, week out in a Champions League or the Premier League when you're kind of fighting for titles. You do want your Thiagos and your Caters in the mix for them games, but this is a game where Milner should be running that midfield. Yeah. You know, Xhaka has gone on. We've had three midfielders there that have all done it. They're all capable, and not one of them decided to just run it and be a menace, be a handful for them. And not saying that they've been so drilled into playing a particular style and system, but like, take the shackles off. I felt like we were just playing with the handbrake on for too much of that game.
It was a bit of a lack of ideas. Rem again with another £1.79 super chat. We had 330 plus midfielders. Henderson, Milner, I don't know who the other one is.
Fab's not 30.
No, he's 20 odd. I don't know who he's referring to there. But I see again, and we got Mrs. Mack there, who says no shots on target at home against 10 men. ! I'm going to bring the stats up on my screen now for those of you who are listening on the audio version of this show. In the end, it was registered that we did have one shot on target, which I'm guessing is that Kurt Jones one, which was a decent save. 17 shots, one on target for Liverpool. 3 shots, one on target for Arsenal. 78% possession for Liverpool. Everything is there, 8 corners, you know, the possession, the shots are there, but it's the shots on target. We didn't, Aaron Ramsdale for me didn't look comfortable at all. He looked shaky, and we didn't really test him. When we did test him, half chances appeared, the chances come, we have the Minamino one, the
chaos.
Williams one.
It was chaos.
He wasn't good. He was at the red card, he was nowhere near, he was going to get beat there as well, and yet we didn't put him under any pressure whatsoever.
And it's weird that none of them had sensed that and sniffed blood.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That was there. We could see it. I can imagine the fans in the ground would have seen it as well. And none of the players sensed that level of blood from him and just thought, you know what, we just need to create one or two clear-cut chances, get it into the feet of them when we turn this Arsenal side round and hope for the best that, you know, the Jotas or the Firminos will step up and take it. We were just a couple yards off the pace today for me, and I felt like we either played with the handbrake on or we didn't get out of second gear. But I don't want to make too many excuses because this Arsenal team was a depleted Arsenal side. These lads, you know, we spoke about how many goals that Firmino scored against Arsenal in the past.
Yeah.
I think the best run that he had, Taki took the ball off of him as well. We just shot ourselves in the foot there, really. And it was just disappointing because I don't think the delivery from where we was expecting our creativity to come from down those wings was up to par today. Even, you know, you read out, I think it was 8 corners in the end. Not one of those corners were memorable. He was pretty bad.
The set pieces were shocking. We've got another super chat in here from John O'Connor, €5. Says, tough gig tonight, lads. That was mostly rubbish, but how home we go again. Thanks for the watch along. Yeah, thanks very much, John, for joining us. It's been a pleasure to have you guys with us. Going to start wrapping up the show then. Like I said before, guys, head on over to social accounts, get your thoughts in. Ella will be reading those out on the fan react show. We'll have Paul's reaction from Anfield. We'll be on the YouTube channel soon as well. I will be live with the player rating show shortly afterwards. So again, come and join us for that. Let us know your thoughts on who was play well, who didn't. And then streaming on Red Men Plus in about an hour or so's time, depending on how things all pan out, for our Red Men Plus subscribers will be the instant match reaction where Errol and I will be speaking for 20 odd minutes or so. Again, we will be live on that, but obviously once that shows up, it's there forever. So if you've got to go to bed, you've got to go to work, depending on where you are in the world, that show will be available for you all the time, both in video and podcast forms. Shall we go?
Got one more super chat. Do you want to take it over to the next show, or do you want to...
No, let's go. Go on, I'll read this one out as well.
So Rem's back with the £1.79 super chat. Thank you very much for that.
News on Zakaria. Oh, it's the lad from London. Yeah. Not for me. We've got nothing. No ideas. Maybe if you're a lad coming to Liverpool today, you may be thinking, maybe do I want to go there or not? Do I want to go there or not? That's fine indeed.
You think you'd be getting in that midfield? That's what you'd be thinking if you was a midfield target for us right now. You think, yeah, I'm walking straight into that midfield and I offer something different. So... who knows?
Who knows, indeed. Like I say, guys, thanks so much for you guys who joined us for the watch along. It was an absolute pleasure having you all. I hope you've enjoyed it. Even if the game didn't go exactly how we wanted, Liverpool have still got a chance of getting to Wembley. They've got a dog in a fight.
Come on, mate,
they've got to go to Arsenal next week. They've got to go and beat Arsenal at the Emirates, which Liverpool are more than capable of doing. And then obviously Chelsea are in the final for the winner of that. So Liverpool are now 2 games away from lifting a trophy. Fingers crossed. We'll be back next week with the watch along for that show. Before that, obviously, we've got Brentford in the league as well. So keep an eye on Redmen TV. Over the next week, we've got you covered from all bases, all angles, both on the YouTube and, of course, for that extra juicy, extra special content, head on over to Red Men Plus as well, over on the RedmenTV.com. Me and Ella are going for a quick break. We'll be back with our shows shortly. Until then, I'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.